Now, believe it or not, I am actually doing some research based on a message I got from somebody in Japan, and it's amazing how some shit just cuts across all barriers, cuts across any languages or anything like that. So, I got a message from Japan. I plugged it into Google Translate, your name, and it came up with the name Power Supply. So, if that is your name, cool, you snagged the name Power Supply. If that's not your name, she just looks so sad. I'm looking at the video, she just looks sad. But anyway, here's the message. Hi, Paul, I love your videos. I have one topic that you can talk about. I hope you don't mind that some foreigner proposes you a subject of your talk, and I'm reading it as he wrote it. I want you to talk about women's fake beauty. What I mean by that. I mean when they lose all their makeup, push-up bras, heels, blue contacts, etc. In my country, Japan, that's a huge deal. Every woman looks like a 10 when she has all this stuff on, and they all have it. So they all think they deserve Prince Billionaire. I like that phrase. That's a phrase that I would like to hear more often. Prince Billionaire. I really like that. But when they take it off, 10 suddenly looks like 4 out of 5 or worse. But I mean, that's still an 8. 4 out of 5. You know, but I think I understand what you mean. A 4 or a 5 or worse. When I was on vacation in Europe, people said to me all the time, "You're so lucky, all those beautiful women you have in Japan. There is no ugly women there." I think that's a huge misconception about women's beauty. You have a huge platform. Well, thank you. I don't think so, but thank you. If you would tell all those men not to be scared of women because underneath this makeup, they're pretty average. Chance that you stumble on really beautiful women is really low, so treat them accordingly. I'm a MGTOW. About after I realized the truth about women's beauty, I felt so relaxed when I interact with them. I still like to fuck them at the end of the night, but I don't really care. That made me more successful, I think, is useful advice. Now, he does raise an excellent point. And this is something that if you don't know as a man, you should know. Because usually what happens when, you know, you start interacting with women, you're in your 20s and whatnot, you get all fucked up about, you don't want to fuck it up, and you don't want to say this and say that and say this, that, and the third. But here's a really, really basic truth, all right? And it is this. As soon as you realize that the vast majority of women that you meet in your life will never, ever, ever fuck you can relax and say whatever the fuck you want. Because basically, you can say it because you're not really changing the odds that much. If she wasn't going to fuck you, well, say what you want. And if she is going to fuck you, well, you still may as well say what the fuck you want. Right? So, anyway. He says, "I hope I didn't ramble. Your views are much higher if you take away from all the re-uploads that we have in Japan of your videos." You know what? I don't give a fuck about that. As long as you guys are enjoying the videos and it's all good, you know, I don't care about losing a few pennies here and there. That's not a big deal. Sadly, you're restricted in our country. Sorry about that. That is actually kind of cool because now I can say, you know, my shit's restricted in Japan. And who the fuck gets to say that? So I think. First of all, I think he has an excellent point. And he stumbled on something that is really, really, really important, which is when it comes to how a woman looks and makeup and all that stuff and all the accoutrements and things they do to change the way they look, it's really, really, really important to figure out what the fuck your kryptonite is. Because I think most dudes have some certain visual cues that they get that that's their fucking kryptonite. And the kryptonite may change, but basically what happens with the kryptonite is the front of your brain right here, this bit that is like this, I am me, this is my mom, this is my dad, I like cheese, I can juggle chainsaws, all that shit turns off when you get hit with your kryptonite, right? And then at that point, all you've got is the middle of the brain and the back of the brain. Well, the back of the brain is really just keeping you breathing and shit. But the middle bit, the lizard brain, that's the bit that will fuck your shit up. That's the part of the brain that fucks up marriages and relationships and everything else. Or, oh God, you have one beer over the line and you get up the next morning and you gotta chew your arm off to get away because you're sleeping on it and you don't want to wake her up and it's some embarrassing shit. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So I guess the first thing to establish is, what the fuck is the point of makeup? Right? Now, it's my contention that makeup is really primarily designed to do two things when it comes to sexual competition. And I'm leaving out of this women doing it to make themselves feel good. It's obvious you do it to make yourself feel good. So please, I don't want to wind up on some fucked up web page and then have a bunch of people troop over to you. We don't give a fuck about you. We do it because we care about ourselves. Yes, you do care about yourself. That's obvious because there's a whole ton of you who are a bunch of narcissistic, solipsistic, crazy carpets. That's established. You care about yourselves. You love yourselves. That's fabulous. But when it comes to makeup, first of all, there's the small bit. And the small bit is designed to get the attention of men. Okay? Specifically, it's designed to grab the attention of the subset of men that she's attracted to. All right? That's why they get all jacked up about, oh, he was a creep, and he was this, and he was that, and blah, blah, blah. When she's saying that, she's basically saying, I got talked to by the wrong kind of guy. That's not the guy whose attention I was trying to get. All right? That's basically what she's saying. But the larger part, in terms of makeup, the big part, the important bit, is it's designed to draw attention away from other women. Right? Because, you know, sex is competitive. And so women are trying to gain an edge, as are men. Men do different shit to try to gain an edge. But, you know, that's really what's happening with makeup. When you see all those girls, whatever the hot area is in your city, you know, just go and look at those girls on a Saturday night when they're showing up. Don't look at them when it's 2 o'clock in the morning when they got broken heels sitting on the sidewalk and they're a sloppy mess and all the rest of that shit. But look at them at like 9 or 10 when they're just going out. All of that shit is designed to try to really render the rest of the women invisible. Right? That's why they will do all kinds of crazy shit. Like basically, at this point, if you ask me, what's makeup? Is really anything that a woman really does to change the way her body looks. Right? So it's not just about the face. It's about the hair, it's about the face, it's about does she get a boob job, does she not, doesn't she have a, does she get a boob job, does she not get a boob job, does she have tattoos, does she not get tattoos, does she wear high heels, does she wear flats, does she dye her hair, does she curl her hair, does she have a weave, does she have an afro, what the fuck she got? Right? All of that shit is designed to draw the attention away and try to make herself stand out from the crowd. That is what that shit is designed to do. So, for example, let's take a look at breast reductions, which me is it's something I never understand because one of the pieces of my kryptonite, I used to love me some huge titties. That's changed, but back in the day, I loved that. So there's a point in time I really wasn't a fan of breast reductions because it was dumping what I like. It was making it hard for me to see what I like. But when I talked to women about breast reduction, something very interesting would happen. First of all, apparently it hurt all of their backs. Big boobs hurt women's back. I don't have boobs, I don't have a woman's back, so I have to believe that shit. All right? But the question I have is, if it hurts women's backs, then why do other women go and get breast implants? And again, I think the answer comes down to attention. But I think some of you who have breast reductions have been duped by your female friends. Okay? Because you've got to look at it like this. If you're the girl in your group of friends who's got terrible arthritis, right? and you go out on a Saturday night and you're getting in all this attention that your B cup and C cup friends don't get, you totally fall for the shit that they start saying. Oh, it's such a shame. You can't buy the cute little bras that we can buy. You know, I bought this little outfit, but they just don't make it in your size. You know, your bras are so expensive. You've got to pay like $150 a pop. I bought these for 45 cents when I got a Happy Meal. That kind of shit. So women go out and they get the breast reductions, and wittingly or unwittingly, I don't fucking know. They manage to draw attention away from themselves. So that's the first part of the problem. And the other problem, I guess, is that I've seen women who get breast reductions and it totally fucks with the proportion of their bodies. You know, I mean, I knew one girl, she had huge titties. Huge. I admit they were gigantic. They were bigger than my fucking head. You know what? She got a breast reduction. Now she's much happier. Her back is in good shape. She got an A cup, but she also had ass like a 52-inch television, which she didn't manage to lose. So what it means is, from the belly button down, she looked like a fucking centaur. So now, where before people were noticing her titties, now all they notice is this fucking great big earth-shattering ass. So sometimes it works against you. All right? Now, if you haven't had a chance, go and take a look at before and after videos on YouTube, or go to a couple web pages, and you'll be fucking amazed at the difference. And I'm sorry it's so goddamn sweaty in here. It's hot as a motherfucker. But you'll be amazed at the before and after, and do not be surprised if there's part of you that is actually deeply disappointed by what you see. Like, really? It makes that much difference? And if you're a woman, just fucking understand, look, guys don't do this shit. So we don't know. We don't sit and watch you do that shit. We don't sit and watch our mom do that shit. We don't realize how much of a fucking difference it makes. And really, you gotta understand from a man's perspective how much more difficult the shit has gotten. Because of technology, the amount of shit that women can fake now is fucking ridiculous. Y'all can fake just about everything. You got a weave, it's fake hair. You dyed it, it's a fake color. You change your boobies, it's fake titties. You know, you get ass implants, it's fake ass. You go to the nail salon, it's fucking fake nails. Some of you get the vaginal rejuvenation, so now you even got fake pussy. And I know there's something, oh my God, you have no idea. Blah, blah, blah. You had kids? All right, fine. You be you. You do you. You do what you do. But the rest of you that didn't have kids, and now you're saving up your pennies for a major renovation of the Holland Tunnel. Well, that's a different. I don't know what to tell you about that one. So, as a dude, just go back and try to figure out what your kryptonite is. So, for the most part, I ain't gonna tell you motherfuckers what my kryptonite is, because this is vital information. And it is not information that should be given out freely because it will be used against you. But I will say, in the past, one of my forms of kryptonite, tattoos. I loved chicks with tattoos. You know, I don't know why exactly. I think it was one of my girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, had this great big tattoo on her back, and I think I just liked looking at it when I was hitting that shit from the back. It just There's something about it. It was like she kind of rebellious, kind of this, kind of that, but she fucking me, so maybe she was kind of rebellious. I don't know. Anyway. And there's a funny story there too. So, anyway, that was cool. When only like 3% of women had tattoos, that was cool. Now, for me, the situation is totally fucking reversed, right? Like, I was on Plenty of Fish the other day. I'm looking through profiles, this, that, and the third. And I saw a picture of a girl in a little black dress. It was sleeveless. She didn't have any fucking tattoos. And I swear to God, for just a minute, I got high like a motherfucker because it had been so long since I had seen that shit. Now, the interesting thing about the girlfriend, to close this out, is this was one of my first experiences with hypergamy. Because as it happened, I met her and it was January, right? And it was a cold January. And transit was getting ready to go on strike. And so I met her and we hit it off, you know, and all of that shit. And we start going out. And about a week later, transit goes on strike. And for about 3 weeks, you know, I'd get up and I would, you know, I'd sleep at her place. I'd get up, I'd drive her to work, you know, and then I'd go to work myself. And I'd wind up being late because she worked later than I did, but I didn't care because, you know, she had a tattoo and she sucked a mean dick and everything else like that. So it was all right. And a friend of mine asked me how the relationship was going. And I said, you know, it's pretty good. She's pretty cool and everything. I don't really see it like long term like that. And to be honest with you, I think once the transit strike is over, she's going to break up with me. And sure as shit, as soon as the transit strike was over, about 4 or 5 days later, she said, yeah, you know, it's not really going to work out and this, that, and the third, and the relationship was over. And the benefit to that was because I knew it was happening, I didn't take it personally. So if you heard me use the word hypergamy and you don't know what the fuck it is, go look it up, watch a few videos on it, because it might actually give you some pointers on what the fuck is going on in your love life. And as far as makeup, check out Barbar's site. He actually just did an article on sheddingoftheego.com where they were talking about makeup, and I guess there's such a thing as makeup shaming. And really, somebody should be making a motherfucking list because pretty soon women are going to start running out of shit to shame each other about. Because there's makeup shaming, there's fat shaming, there's body shaming. I don't know. It's fucking pretty soon it's going to be shaming, shaming. I don't know. Anyway, this is Paul Proteus. I'm out. I'll talk to you again. Easy.